Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
May 15, 1804. Day 2 of the Corps of Discovery. 4.5 miles upriver from St. Louis. We continue on with the early part of the voyage. Departing from the island where the Corps made camp the night before, and without Captain Lewis, who is attending to last-minute business in St. Louis, Captain Clark notes in his journal,
"The rain continued from yesterday, through the night, and ceased this morning. We proceeded, and after passing two small islands, about 10 miles further, stopped for the night at Piper's Landing, opposite another island. The water is very rapid and banks falling in. We found that our boat was too heavily laden in the stern, in consequence of which she ran on logs 3 times today. It became necessary to throw the greatest weight on the bow of the boat. Our fire's all extinguished, some of the provisions on top of the pirogues wet. I sent 2 men to the country to hunt. I sent to the settlements in the prairie to purchase fowls. One of the pirogues is not sufficiently manned to keep up. Captain William Clark, May 15th, 1804.
Reloading and rearranging the gear was required, as the Missouri and Mississippi rivers contained a lot of concealed timber, much the size of large trees. The weight of the supplies, the gear, foodstuffs, including Lewis's portable soup, a dry mix that the men were not particularly fond of, firearms, ammunition, and trade goods totaled 3,500 pounds. Lewis also wrote a journal entry for the 15th. However, it is practically identical to Clark's entry. He did write that the barge run afoul 3 several times today on logs, and in one instance it was with much difficulty that they could get her off. Happily, no injury was sustained, though the barge was 7 minutes in imminent danger. This was caused by her being too heavily loaded on the stern. Lewis wrote this entry for the 15th, though he was not yet with the expedition. He got the information from reading or discussing with Clark what had happened that day. Tomorrow, arrival in the morning at St. Charles.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman. Editorial assistance from Whit Hansen. Captain Clark's journal entries read by Ken Quinley. Descriptions and journal excerpts are from Gary Moulton's edition of the Lewis and Clark Journals. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.